Okay, you have your quarterly packets. I hope you can manage to take those today. We actually saved on postage this month.
Do you have a hand truck?
Yes, we do.
Can I store my...
What happened to, do we not have them electronically available?
I don't know where we are on that. We need to get back to you on that. I was on vacation. I kind of lost track. Oh, we'll get back to you on that.
We never got the website.
That drops.
No, we were going to do the private website that the board members could...
Oh, we don't have that. We're not anywhere near close to that. We're going to have to use Dropbox right now. Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah, I mean, if you put them in Dropbox, I'd love to not have to carry this.
Christina will work with everybody on that, I think, in getting the information back so we can cut back what we're producing. Many of you came in the back today, and this is just one of my fun jobs, is the awning is missing out back because they were going to do a new awning. And I thought, why in the heck does it take a week and a half to replace the awning? And then I looked up and realized the whole side of the building has dry rot.
Yep.
So they're replacing it. They are also going to be replacing these huge beams that are coming out just for decorative purposes, but I don't know. We're taking them down. We may not replace them because there is dry rot all around this building. Rather than budgeting it as our previous property manager was over a period of years, I'm going to meet with them next week and just say, we need it done. We got to get the dry rot taken care of. The construction people, is that right? The sooner we replace it, the better, I think, going forward.
Yeah, is your awning going to be fabric? I can't remember what the awning was.
The awning itself, yes. But
it's like tent canvas.
Yeah, you might want to consider something else.
But we had the, in the balcony that you can access off your office, that, you know, they use that pressed wood, you know, it's all pressed in.
Particle board?
What?
Particle board?
No. It's laminated beam there. It had dry rot and fungus in it. And this was, I mean, it was bad, and you got to get... If you don't deal with it, it just gets worse. And and this actually looks very much like that look.
I kind of was questioning why we're waiting to do this. So we're meeting with them next week, and I'm going to
I think people don't realize. I mean, you were going to pull the canvas, and then it should have been evident before the canvas was pulled.
Well, I think Dennis Henry was working on it, but his methodology may have been
they
a little slower.
They have all the new wood up, and there's quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be quite a bit more. I wanted to let the board know that one thing that I am going to spend some of our budget consulting money, it's not investment consultants, but because of GASB 67 and 68, we're going to be working closely with Brown Armstrong to come in and have a task force, train our accounting team to make sure that everything is being reported in the right fashion and get that all together. So we will be spending a little bit money on that. I think it's under $8,000. But just to let you know this, I thought that was really important going forward. Rest of staff? No? Oh, yes.
How's our system looking, the transfer from the old to the new? Complete?
No, Sam's still here working.
Yeah, okay.
I can say we are working on several phases of that all at once. We have different people working on different things. We think at the end of the year we'll be in pretty good shape.
There's progress.
Yes, there is progress.
Yeah, they are making progress.
The more progress we make, though, Sam is, you know, this is a consultant we hired that was recommended to us by the treasurer, and he did the work that we requested, but he did such a good job, he uncovered some things.
Dry rot.
So it's been very beneficial and very productive to have him, but we're not as close to being done as we thought we were. But
CPAS was also purchased recently as a wholly owned subsidiary of Xerox. So I don't know if that gives the company any more stability or not. It definitely isn't giving us any more staff to work on our issues. What we've done is pulled back, and now that we have a programmer on staff and a consultant working on some other issues, we're able to recreate many of our jobs that were done through this old system called Cognos reporting. Now we're using Crystal Reports, and even to the point of redoing the checks, and she's creating, she can access the database, and our information reporting is much better right now.
Crystal Reports is a good tool.
Yeah, I have a number of clients who use that. It's
been around for a long time.
Conflict of interest.
Oh, that is conflict. Tim.
A couple of items.
Former clients.
Short person here. I got a notification from Long Wharf that they're selling a number of properties in Fund 3, so we're expecting about $15 to $20 million coming back off that investment between now and the end of the year. It's good news. The returns on these deals at least are looking incredibly strong. So I think they're in a good period now. When we talked about doing the distressed real estate, we'd identified about $175 million possible allocation with the Singular Gov and Oak Tree allocation. We were at 150. We kind of thought we were going to pause there. We have identified another distressed real estate manager that looks appropriate to look at for $25 million, so I'd like to bring them back for a presentation. We can do that next week. They're going to have their final close in November or so it's somewhat time sensitive, but I'd like
is that Paulson?
That's Paulson. So it is, and you have my assessment and you have the presentation books, but just to let the board know, I'd like to bring them back for presentation on that front.
That's a real small amount though.
This is to a direct fund, not a fund of funds, and it's a more narrowly focused fund as well.
But 25 million?
25 million is about as low as I'd recommend going.
It used to be 50.
This is a fill-in.
Think of this
as a fill-in around what we already have in place. There's not going to be the bigger picture ones, but it's going to be pretty material.
Seems like a nice fill-in to me.
Well, $25 million, if we had every manager had $25 million, we'd never get through with the meeting. But I really thought that we had kind of had a decision that we were going to like $50 million or more, and the exceptions were, you know, like the...
Private equity.
Yeah, you know, the ones that came in. But I thought really we were looking at $50 million. Because I tell people, you know, we don't want to ever be the biggest in your fund and we don't do $15 or $25 million ones. Didn't we talk about $50 being our minimum?
I don't recall this conversation. I will tell you the vast majority of what we target is much larger.
Yeah.
On occasion, if we see a smaller opportunity set, I don't want the board to pass on something simply because it's size constraint. However, I do kind of think of 25 as a floor for a fill-in strategy. Particularly okay. In public equity markets, I'm probably thinking more in the hundreds of millions as a floor for there. So, but I would like the board to hear this. I think it's a compelling. It's actually a subcomponent of is Singular Guff had committed to their prior fund. So there's a small piece of Singular Guff already has. It's compelling enough where I think the board should hear this on a possibility of a direct basis. The other thing, we're going to have the Aether on-site for October 28th, 29th. I know Deborah said you can go. I'll probably need one more board member, and I know Brian couldn't go. So if anyone else is interested, go
to Denver. Again?
October 28th.
It's in
28th and 29th in Denver.
And they're in Denver. Can you go?
Okay. Who's going to go?
Justin, Deborah.
Oh.
Go to Denver.
Done.
I want to go to Atlanta. Are we going to Atlanta?
That one was on.
When?
That was, it's on my birthday, so I know it's in November.
It's a week after Sackers.
If you can't
right, get the week before Thanksgiving.
It's the 19th and 20th.
If you can't get anybody else on the plane,
sorry.
It's 29th, that could happen.
We're going to the same place.
Denver.
Yeah. Isn't it going to the hotel on the airport?
Can we approve two staff? I'm not sure yet.
When is it?
You can't get a better
offer.
Maybe that is what I meant.
Outside professional comments.
How many board members do I
have? Thank you, but none.
Okay. Trustee comments.
I have one.
John?
I'll start out by saying I was at the Harvard course a week or so ago, and one of my classmates at the end of the course said that he wanted to announce that he had finally made his mother happy. He now graduated from Harvard Law School, one course.
Nice.
anyway, the course really dealt with two key topics, alternative private investments and what's happening with plan designs around the country. These are the key comments I got out of it that I tried to retain for our benefit. Lots of concern expressed about investing in alternative private equity assets. All kinds of speakers were concerned about them. But substantially all public plans are increasing their investment in alternative private equity assets because of the higher hope for rates of return. Private equity fund fees are normally on total committed funds, while the actual funds invest over the life. The actual amounts invested over the life of the fund is 50% of the total committed amount. Hence, a quoted 2% fee is really a 4% fee. I hadn't quite appreciated that before, but it's something we ought to be aware of. The internal rate of return formula frequently employs a significant error when the formula assumes that monies coming out over the life of the fund are reinvested at the IRR rate, when the actual investment rate of reinvestment is much lower. So just understanding how the formulas work is clearly important to our understanding the rate of return that's being quoted to us. Because alternative private equity funds are normally illiquid, a plan can only use this form of investment to the extent it does not restrict necessary planned cash flow needs. I think we do a pretty good job of that. There is a high key man risk to these investments. Their success is very subject to the skills of the key people. Obviously, we, again, appreciate that when we see them, but keeping that in mind, lose one of them and we have lost lots of what we thought we were buying and investing in the fund. By selectively choosing the starting year, up to 75% of general partners report their funds in the top quartile. Kind of interesting. Lots of the course focus was on pension reforms, termination/suspensions, cash balance plans, and DC plans. By the way, cash balance plans are also DB plans. Apparently, lots of funds are looking at those, or lots of entities are looking at those. However, most of the discussion of reforms dealt with modifying current pension plans to increase employee contributions, reduce benefits for new hires, and reduce COLAs. That's 2 days worth.
There you go. Plus,
right? Anyway.
It was only 2 days?
Two and a half, actually. But.
Was it intense?
Not more than, but say, I've been to the Stanford and the Callowan now, and no more intense than
not for an ex-Price Waterhouse partner.
You paid attention. There was a fair amount.
Any other trustee comments?
Yeah. Yeah, as I brought up earlier, the thing is that at last meeting, when we were on the subject of the Disability Council and hiring for Rebecca, I had misspoke. Rebecca has never been a county employee, ever. And I had really been under the impression that she at one time had worked for county council's office, but she has never been a county employee whatsoever. So lo and behold, we have been contracting out for much longer time than I think any of us realized, because I honestly thought that she had been a county employee, and that's how it was brought to us through county council. But she was actually a little upset. She has never been a county employee, and I had not realized that at all. Even in the beginning, I that's where I thought she was. And you know, you don't know how many people are in a big office, but I was actually surprised. I can't believe I've gone all this time and not thinking that she'd been there, because she came with experience. I mean, you know, we got her from county council. They said they couldn't be in here. And I thought they came up and said, we have a retiree that would foot your bill. And that's how we got it. But she was rather stern about it, that she has never been a county employee.
So she's not a double dipper.
Right. And when did, not a double dipper, but I'm just trying to think, was that 20 years ago that we brought her on board?
Before me.
I mean, it was a long time. It was a very.
Yeah, I don't think Ed did disabilities. He was.
No, he didn't.
He was fiduciary.
We used. Remember, we used Matosian and Flynn, and they quit one day, and so we had to keep them for a few more times. And then we moved to. I think that's when we got Rebecca.
Yeah,
it's been a huge amount of time. Up until then, it had not been. We had, as council, we had a county council, but disabilities was a separate person all along. You know, it's like when we got the doctors. You know, when the county health officer didn't want to do it anymore, then we got a retired physician or a part-time physician. Wasn't it Catherine Smick? Was that?
No, you had Karen Krieger for a while, didn't you? Was that the same one?
when I came on board, it was Karen Krieger, and then we issued an RFP or RFI and had
to go outside.
We had outside.
Right. Yeah. But originally we'd had them, but anyway, I just wanted, that won't appear in the minutes, you know, but it'll be on this recording. And I certainly had not realized that.
We accept your apology.
Wasn't apologized.
You do go back a ways. I think the original doctor you worked with was Pasteur. You remember that, right?
That's something.
Was that your brother?
Younger brother.
Gabe?
Yeah, I talk to a lot of DSA and I go to the meetings and stuff like that. And I'm getting a lot of feedback that they think our board's like a 5-4 board where everything's going in favor of the employer, not the members. And I don't know if there's a way to kind of share what our decisions are, why we make them, anything like that on a website. I mean, no one's going to go to the recording. I just want to throw that out there. It's kind of like that 2% kind of thing. That's the feeling I'm getting out there.
They don't want to go to the recording. They don't want to go to the recording? That was a whole
idea of
recording.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to, but like when we make decisions, you know, I'm getting questioned a lot on it, and I have to explain it. I don't know if there's a way to communicate the members.
I would not want to take that on the staff to say, well, this board felt this
or
did this because of this. We've got, well, the items are out there segregated, and they can hear the audio on it. They really need to take the time to do it.
You know no one's going to do that, though.
Okay. I'm already heard. They were desperately wanted to get to those recordings.
Anything else? Lunch is served. Thank you for your patience today.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be able to.